Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Two lawmakers criticized the web services company that may have enabled the hacking of almost 50 government websites on Wednesday. In a letter, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a California Democrat, and U.S. Representative John Boehner, an Ohio Republican, asked the U.S. House of Representatives Chief Administration Officer to immediately assess how hackers managed to deface the websites of nearly 50 House members and committees. The attack seemed to predominantly target Democrats and occurred around the same time that President Barack Obama gave his first State of the Union address. The hackers removed the regular content on the sites, replacing it with rude comments toward the president. Thanks largely to the Windows 7 launch, Microsoft on Thursday reported a strong increase in net income and revenue for its second quarter of fiscal 2010. The company rang up $6.7 billion in net income, an increase of 60% from the same period a year earlier. Revenue totaled $19 billion for the quarter ending December 31st, a 14% increase from the prior year. Part of the boost came from deferred revenue earned earlier last year from pre-sales of Windows 7 to PC makers and retailers. This revenue amounted to $1.7 billion. Apple's A4 chip being used in the iPad could ultimately provide a speed bump to future versions of the company's iPhone. The iPad is powered by a chip called A4 that was designed in-house by the company. The system on chip includes a processor that runs at 1 GHz and a graphics core that's capable of displaying 720p high-definition video. The power-efficient chip can also provide 10 hours of battery life on active usage of the device. The iPad shares many characteristics with the iPhone, so the A4 chip itself or its variants could ultimately make it to the iPhone, analysts said. Both use low-power chips and are designed to run the iPhone OS. Google's recently released social search feature, whose purpose is to include content from users' social network contacts and search results, can barely tap into the connections people have made on Facebook, the world's largest social network. Social search, which graduated from an opt-in Google Labs experiment to a default feature on Google.com for signed-in users on Wednesday, will only access Facebook public profile pages, which at best contain bare-bones member information. The problem is that only a small amount of information from Facebook member profiles can be published publicly on the web. To access the rest, people have to log into the site. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news in the world of technology.